This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Heather.
We had a chair three tag during the news. Cody has been relieved of his duties. Regular Thursday night co-host Chris has arrived, and hopefully we'll actually be able to get into this Venezuela story that we tried to get into at the beginning of the show. Bringing everybody up to speed, Venezuela has been a slow-motion train wreck over the last several years of an economic collapse where they've had something that probably is hyperinflation, but since they are not keeping an official tabulation of their inflation rate, nobody knows for sure. But the socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, does not like anybody speaking out against him. And, well, he had one of the opposition leaders, Leopoldo Lopez, arrested, sentenced to 14 years in prison. And earlier today, the Venezuelan Supreme Court upheld that sentence. The story comes from Yahoo News, citing the French news outlet AFP, which is basically French Associated Press is what that translates to. The founder of Popular Will, one of the most hardline of the parties opposing Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, Lopez was sentenced on charges of inciting unrest at anti-government protests that left 43 people dead in 2014.
Anti-government protests.
Yes.
Dear.
God forbid.
Defense lawyer Juan Carlos Gutierrez told AFP, "The appeal was declared inadmissible. It is a reality and an act of absolute injustice," adding that the case is closed in Venezuela and can be appealed only to international bodies. The ruling on the appeal, filed in July of last year, came a day after Trump received Lopez's wife, Lillian Tintori, at the White House.
Now I have a question. Now, were these anti-government protests people that were protesting the particular regime in charge at the time, or were they like Venezuelan anarchists that were just against the idea of government?
I don't think they're anarchists, and it's been a socialist government in Venezuela for a really long time.
Oh, well over a decade. God, when did...
Probably two or three decades at this point.
Yeah, I was trying to remember when...
Because prior to Maduro, it was Hugo Chavez.
And I'm trying to remember when he came
to
power.
What country, like, as of right now, like, has, like, the smallest government?
Liberland, because their government is basically Jedlica. That's it.
Wait, what the heck is Liberland?
I'm glad you asked. Liberland is an attempt to create a country out of some land that is not claimed by either Serbia or Croatia. However, the Croatian government has arrested everyone that's tried to enter the piece of land that Croatia does not claim to own.
So it's unchallenged, and the idea would be that if you could get a number of liberties...
But, like, serious questions, in the grand scheme of countries, like, where's the smallest government where people have the most freedom?
Hold on. Those are two completely different questions.
Right.
The country with the most freedom, according to the Fraser Institute, in conjunction with the Cato Institute and a German institute that I cannot remember the name of, they consistently rank New Zealand as one of the freest countries in the world.
And it depends on which study you're looking at. I mean, they're all They all seem to look at a different aspect of what we would consider liberty or
right,
freedom.
Well, the,
I guess
the
where,
way
which country
of,
are the people the most loving and embracing of one another? Because essentially that's the country.
Different.
Yeah, now that's more subjective.
Yeah, but usually when people are like that, then they don't. If it, like a country that has a population that is loving and accepting of one another is not going to tolerate a government that's oppressing the rest of them. You know what I mean? Like you're going to be equally as outraged when the government oppresses the liberals, just as if you're a conservative, just as if the liberals were outraged. You know, at the government oppressing the conservatives.
Like
you have
like,
to be equally
like
as outraged.
Or Sweden, yeah. Or one of the Baltic countries, like, which have heavy socialism.
Heavy socialism, and they also do rank as some of the happiest
right.
countries in the world. So just because people are happy and nice to one another doesn't mean that they're not okay with money being stolen, because it goes to the things that I like.
But my contention would be that, going down with your point,
mm-hmm.
That if you were to provide a very small government, if any, in an area with lots and lots of freedom, then I think people would be happier.
Yeah, you think like a lot of maybe the animosity towards one another is perpetuated by government, which makes people feel a stronger need for government.
Oh, come on. We're in today's headlines. Would you ever get that idea?
And then Iceland is also right. another country that ranks up there, you know, among places with the friendliest people. And it was, what, about 2 years ago when the Icelandic police killed someone for the first time in the history of
really?
Iceland? And the police had a day of mourning to remember the person that they had killed.
Right. Very, very different.
The police said, "We are sorry that this happened," and they had an official day of mourning.
After the 2008-2009 meltdown, Iceland was like the only country that also went after the bankers.
Well,
to some degree.
They also nationalized the banks, and that's the
thing
the libertarians forget to point out when they're like, the Icelandic government arrested bankers.
Come on.
They also nationalized the banks, so no, let's not necessarily take any cues from Iceland here.
But mine makes a better meme.
It does. we'll get back to this story about Venezuela, but first to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Rob calling in from Arizona. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Again, Chris, I call in just...
This is not Rob. This is James.
Okay. It's my middle name. It's my middle name. And why would I use that, Daryl?
Then I would ask that you refer to me as Eugene.
I don't call in... Chris, I don't call in to seek agreement, but clarity. And all I ask is you first you tell the truth and then let me give my opinion and then respond to what you have to say. In other words, have a conversation.
You ask me to tell the truth. All I can do is offer you my opinion. And sometimes
when you scare
you ask
me,
me what
by
2
the
plus
way,
2
off,
is, I can give
here.
You truth. Go ahead.
I believe you were contrite when you said that I said that Islam is an evil religion, something I don't, a sentiment I do not have. But you gestured to a live audience when I couldn't respond
yep.
to it.
And last time you called in, I said,
Chris,
if I took your words incorrectly, then I did. But I can understand how someone would.
That.
Okay, go ahead. Now you have your chance.
Yeah, I didn't get to speak to you at all after that. That's all I got to say on so-called Free Talk Live, Chris. And I, again, appeal to the dignity and deepest integrity of yourself.
Do you have anything new to say, or do you only want to repeat things that you've said previously?
Okay,
Chris,
let's get to the question. Go ahead.
Something. Chris, again, I'm saying this for a reason, because you and Heather and Ian had a lot of very, very, very stupid things to say in response to my call, and I'd like to challenge Heather and you.
I love a challenge. What did I say?
I'd like to respond to what you guys had to say.
What did I say?
About me. For instance, okay. Chris, fascinatingly, you thought of Will Coley when I was speaking of Islamic terrorism. I never have it in anywhere in my mind, anywhere, when I'm speaking about Islamic terrorism, about people like Will Coley, who I know isn't going to blow up anybody because he believes that certain hadith passages command him to do so. I know mm-hmm. he's a peaceful Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Again, but Heather, you and Chris agreed about there's Bible passages that say really terrible things.
Yeah, they did. I went to Bible study 2 days a week for a while. I know.
Yeah. And then you said something fascinating about, like, well, if we were born, preachers preach certain passages in the Bible, maybe we do all these hateful things too. Well, it's funny, Heather. I'm related to a devout Catholic that fought not one but two very violent conflicts. And I guarantee you, he and none of his comrades ever heard a Catholic priest preach terrible things about the enemy. Not at all. In fact, when the enemy finally did surrender, the enemy didn't have anything to worry about from Americans at all.
Thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
And my...
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 850 free. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Heather.
And I want to invite you to try MyPillow. Now, not the one that I use. You can get your very own MyPillow risk-free for 60 days. MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for close to a year. Chris, you've had one for several
years. 3 years, maybe.
And it's definitely the best pillow that I've ever had. And unlike a regular pillow, you can actually throw your MyPillow in the washing machine, put it in the dryer, and this thing is still going to be usable. It's not just going to turn into kindling to start a fire. Go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get your very own MyPillow at a half price, or you can get a second pillow free of charge. And remember, if you don't like it in the first 60 days, you get your money back, minus the shipping, and the pillow itself is guaranteed to last 10 years. That's MyPillow.com, code FTL, as in Free Talk Live. Let's go back to the phones, 855-450-FREE. We've got Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, I wanted to comment about the Netflix lawsuit and that settlement that you were talking about yesterday, that they removed the red light cameras and they won $1.6 million. But my question is, Daryl, you know, you're so excited about it and you're so elated that they took them all down.
What you're talking about here is the story that we mentioned towards the end of the show last night, where the village of New Miami, Ohio, wound up losing a court case, and the judge said that the city, or actually the village, has to refund the entire amount of money that they stole from drivers that got these tickets from the red light cameras. And yes, I am very excited about the fact that these, basically robots that wind up claiming you owe us money, and there's no way, if you go to court, there is no way for you to call a witness to testify against you. Well, one of the tenets of the American criminal justice system is the right to face your accuser. When your accuser is a robot,
An inanimate object.
How do you face your accuser? Yes, I'm excited about this, Sarah.
I'm sorry, Sarah. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. But I want to ask you, did you know that our auto fatality rate went up by 8%? More people have been killed after all of the red light cameras have been removed. If you look at the numbers,
I would love to actually see your source on that, because what I've seen is that when red light cameras wind up getting put in place, and these cameras in Ohio were not red light cameras, they were just speed cameras, but in either case, when red light cameras do go up, you wind up having more rear-end accidents in intersections because people slam on their brakes so that they're not, going through that intersection, and a car behind doesn't get their brakes quite in time. So the number of accidents actually go up when red light cameras get put in place.
Yep, most common type of accident, too, rear-end.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, the thing I'm not talking about rear-end collisions, the number of that. I'm talking about people that are dead, and completely dead in automobile accidents. Those numbers have gotten up by 8%. Ever since you research, it was announced on NPR that our auto fatality, people died in auto-related accidents, have been going up ever since we got rid of them. Now, you're going to lie about it, but if you look up the statistic, it has been because people are running red lights.
About it. I'm asking you to cite a source on your claim, because I've seen studies that show the opposite.
So you say NPR had a story
but
on this?
NPR News has announced, a couple of times that our fatality rate has been going up last year by 8%, and has gotten back up by 7% last year.
And how many?
It was announced.
Okay, so how many red light cameras have been removed in the amount, in the same time frame?
Well, it was, Ian mentioned that all across the country, like half of them have been removed. So people are back to running red lights and speeding and T-boning and texting while driving. They went back to their obnoxious behavior.
Well, what I'm asking, Sarah, is you're correlating an increase, an alleged increase in the number of accident fatalities with our joy at seeing red light cameras and speed cameras being removed. And what I'm trying to determine for myself, because I'm one of those guys that likes to know exactly what's going on, is this a direct correlation? Did one cause the other? Or are there a million other things that could have caused this? Are people driving older cars this year because they haven't been buying new cars and the new cars have more safety features, or was weather a factor in how many of them, and all these other things that can play into it? So
I'm a red light camera. I'm a traffic law enforcer. If everybody's breaking the law because they could get away with it, they're not going to get a ticket. And you get more people doing it, and people are going to be dead, like I said.
So, Sarah, how do you respond to the test of sorts that have been done in certain European cities where not only don't they have red light cameras, but they've removed all traffic signs completely? There are no speed limits through these residential areas. There are no, flashing lights for stop for pedestrians. And what they've found is that accidents of all kinds have gone down tremendously. The number of pedestrians being struck by vehicles has gone down tremendously because there's no longer this false sense of security. To where I know here, we live in a college town here in Keene, New Hampshire. And if you're driving downtown, because the law is yield to pedestrians, people will just walk out in front of the car. They don't look to see if anybody is coming. They'll just walk in front of you because they know that the law is on their side.
Right.
So when you wind up removing that false sense of security, people wind up being more cautious in how they drive. People wind up being more cautious in how they cross the street.
Well, I don't know about Europe, what their society is about, but in America, the removal of all these, cameras have resulted in more people getting killed, like 300 people per people getting killed.
Have they? That's my question. You're stating one fact on one side, which is saying that traffic accidents have gone up, fatalities of pedestrians or whatever it happens to be, and you're saying it is caused by, A is caused by B. And that B is the removal of traffic cameras. And I'm just challenging you to present some evidence on that. Call back in.
You always talk for me, Liz. We only killed 47, okay, 8 years ago. Now we're back to 74. We were number one in pedestrian fatality before any red light cameras. And we dropped to the number seven.
Now Sarah, you're comparing apples and oranges here. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm and Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Heather.
And we had a caller in the last segment mention red light cameras and the claim by NPR that when red light cameras are removed, fatalities skyrocket. And, well, I found something from PBS, and I'll read just a portion here where they say that researchers compared trends in annual crash rates in 14 cities that had ended their camera programs out of the 158 communities that had ended such programs in the previous 5 years. So they're looking at less than 10% of the municipalities here. So 14 cities that ended their programs of red light cameras, compared that with 29 cities in the same region that continued to have red light cameras. They found that, quote, after adjusting for other factors, red light running crashes went up 30%. Now, again, they're only looking at 14% or 14 out of 158 communities that got rid of red light cameras. So they could definitely be picking and choosing, if you will. They're definitely, you know, selecting their sample size here.
Or that was the data they had available. I'm not going to accuse them of manipulating the data. It could just be that.
I'm just saying that the sample size is incredibly small, and I don't think you can call this a scientific study by any stretch of the imagination.
I am now fully, I want to say it here, on national radio. I'm on Team Sarah. I'm with her.
Wow.
That was all the proof I needed.
It continues further. All types of crashes at intersections with traffic signals went up 16%. That finding suggests that red light cameras deter other behavior by motorists, not just running red lights. I think what they mean here is turning right on red.
Sure.
And, yeah, it's going to deter you from doing that because people have gotten tickets for turning right on red at an intersection that has a red light camera.
Sure.
So it's going to prevent you from doing anything through that intersection if you want to guarantee that you're not getting a traffic ticket.
Yep.
A second part of the study compared fatal red light running crashes in 57 cities with camera programs to 33 cities that never had red light cameras. So Sarah's claim was that the fatalities go up when the cameras are removed. That's not what they studied.
Right.
They compared cities that have cameras with cities that never had cameras. Again, very small sample sizes here. They found that the rate of such crashes, that being fatal crashes, was 21% lower in cities with cameras. The rate of all types of crashes at intersections with traffic signals was 14% lower when cameras were present. But again, there are studies that show that in the couple of years after cameras are introduced, the number of rear-end accidents in those intersections skyrockets.
Absolutely.
So this is one of those things of statistics can show whatever you want them to show. What's the famous saying? There's lies, there's damn lies, and then there's statistics.
I would like to point out that this is the most I have ever heard Daryl talk about red light cameras when Sarah was not actually calling in and we were talking about red light cameras that she brought up. And I hate to say this. This makes me sound cruel, but sometimes it is. I don't care about traffic fatalities. What I care about are my rights.
Right.
And if I don't have the right to challenge my accuser, as I do with an inanimate object, then even if this is the case, I'll take dangerous liberty over peaceful and safe slavery any day of the week.
And have you, as an elected official, have you ever looked at any of the reports out of the European cities that got rid of all traffic signals and speed limits and all signs other than just saying, like, here's what street you're on?
No, but I'd like to. I will say for my very small town that we will not mention in New Hampshire, we really have a minimum of traffic control devices. So, for example, there's this one intersection where one road's coming down a steep hill, the other road's coming up a steep hill. There's like a driveway that comes in from another direction, and then the road comes in. So it's like five different ways for traffic to enter, and there's one yield sign, and it points to one road.
I think I know which intersection you're talking about.
It just makes sense, and it's not a dangerous intersection.
Right.
I can't remember an accident being there, but it was like they looked at it and said, okay, what's the least numbers of pieces of metal we could use right here?
I've got an aunt and grandmother that live in Montana, and the little town that they used to live in did not have a four-way stop sign. There were stop signs on all four sides, but up under it said, if opposing traffic.
Right.
So you only had to stop if there were cars coming in another direction.
I tell you, I posted a story online, but Pennsylvania did a good one, passed a good law, but it's it's a right on red law.
They call it ride on red.
Ride on red, that's what it was. And maybe you remember more details than I did.
I did not read the details.
It was basically that if you got to a traffic light that seemed to not be functioning, like it cycled through more than once.
So you're not talking about something to where the power's out, so it flashes red.
Well, I think even like that, but
well, there's already laws on the books about that, to where if it's flashing red, you treat it like a stop sign.
Right,
if it's flashing yellow, you treat it like a yield sign.
But this kind of leaves it up to the discretion. Yeah, exactly. To the discretion of the driver to say, okay, well, this is malfunctioning, so I'm going to use my best judgment. I'm going to look left, I'm going to look right, and I'm going to look left again, and then I'm going to proceed through.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a common sense law.
I will neither confirm nor deny having ever done that anyway, absent a law. But, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning,
right,
and you can see there's no cars. The only thing that I've ever been scared of is, I wonder if there's a cop hiding in a parking lot with his lights off.
Exactly. Yeah, you're afraid of the cop and not the imminent life-ending collision.
That I know is not happening because I don't see any cars anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of crazy. But again, you know, it's one of those things that if people exercise common sense and diligence when they're behind the wheel, then so what? You know, nobody.
And I think I think it's also important to acknowledge when we don't exercise good caution. Okay, so I'll be the first to admit, when I was younger and I first got my license, I drive like something I can't say on the radio.
Crazy person, you would drive like a crazy.
Exactly,
person.
And I think a lot of the people, you know, like it's really important to kind of like self-reflect, you know? Like, I mean, as much as we hate speeding tickets and all these other things, and government is, you know, like, what it is, like, it doesn't change the fact that sometimes we or other people get behind the wheel of the car and put other people in danger. And so, you know, we can't...
I kind of look at it as Darwinism, sort of. It's... If we thin the herd because people act like idiots, then that's just part of evolution.
Right, but when you wind
when
up
you're
putting...
taking out, right, somebody else at danger, which you can with a car.
Or, you know, when you wind up putting, what is it, like 10 different warning labels on a ladder, you're sort of preventing Darwinism from happening, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then we end up in, what was that movie again? Idiocracy.
Idiocracy, the movie that the creator said we never intended it to be a documentary, but it seems like it is. Now, there are certain things that are mentioned in there that aren't necessarily coming to fruition, or we won't know if they do for several hundred years.
Or less.
Right, but, you know, very good movie. It's definitely social commentary, and if you've never seen it, I highly recommend you go watch Idiocracy.
Two thumbs up here.
I would give it three
somebody
thumbs
mentioned
up if
that
I
movie
had a third
to me
thumb.
The other day. Was it you or was it somebody else?
I don't know. Might have been me. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Will robots wind up being taxed in the near future?
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
that cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been all over the place, from updates of what's going on down in Venezuela to attempts in Manchester, New Hampshire to prevent people from feeding the homeless to border control in San Diego, the difference between liberals and conservatives, red light cameras, etc. We'll get back to the calls here in just a second. In studio, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Tether.
And Chris pretty soon will be telling us about some kind of robot tax. I'm not really sure, but it sounds really interesting. But first, we go to someone calling themselves Wiz Khalifa in California. Wiz, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So I used to, before I was a famous rapper, I used to have U.S. Bank, and they would charge me overdraft fees when my account would go overdrawn. And, you know, they have other fees, too. Well, now I've discovered this bank that is simple. It's at simple.com, and it is a real online bank that you know, you can use. That there is no overdraft fees, and there's no fees at all, and you have no minimum payment.
Hold on. So no overdraft fees, so you can, you know, like, just run out of money and keep charging stuff, and they don't care, and you just don't pay fees?
Exactly. Yeah, because it's a debit card that you would use at Walmart, and if your account doesn't have any money in it, the debit card won't work.
Okay, so they don't allow you.
Anyway.
Right, they don't allow
they don't
you
allow
to
you
overdraw.
To go overdrawn. But if for whatever reason you did, say there was like an ACH transaction, because sometimes those can get past that, and since they're a bank, they have to take it. If you went overdrawn, they still wouldn't even charge you an overdraft fee. And I've been on the phone with their customer support and talked to them about it. And that's the case. There is, it's called a fee-less account is what they call it, and there is no fee for anything.
Very interesting.
Yeah, and really cool
we were actually talking about some of the alternative financial services last night, because there is a University of Pennsylvania professor that decided to get a job working at a check cashing service to do some studies on why people used these various services.
Very high cost.
And I know this sounds, like an ad or something, but they also have a thing where you can hook up your regular checking account at a local bank with them and move money back and forth between those accounts for free.
Very interesting.
Like you would with PayPal.
Very interesting. And Wiz, thank you for the call.
I've noticed more banks doing that, too. Like, I still have some accounts with Wells Fargo on the West Coast, and they're now doing free movement of money to and from their account.
Yeah, and I'm glad you did mention, you know, the check cashing services. They can be costly, but what we discovered in the article was there are, you know, very good reasons that people would wind up eating that cost. One of the examples was somebody that's a subcontractor that they might not have 5 days for a check to clear because they might need to run down to Home Depot and pick up supplies.
Sure.
Or pay some of their employees cash, and there are, you know, legitimate reasons to pay your employees cash, and you might not have 5 days to wait for a check to clear, so it's worth it to pay that $100 to cash a $5,000 check.
Yeah, I'm not attacking the industry at all.
Right, I just wanted to clarify because, you know,
it's a good point.
You probably weren't listening last night. Chances are people listening right now weren't listening to that show last night either.
Fair enough. But yeah, there are economic reasons that some of these things that we look at as just horrendous and horrible, there's reasons for that.
Yes.
And we tend to just look at economic things emotionally instead of delving into why they actually are the way they are.
Right. And there are the people that they like to think of themselves as super rational. And, well, I do this way, so anybody that does this a way that's contrary to me is acting in an irrational manner. Well, no, they're, you know, legitimate reasons why or why not to do a lot of things. That there are some banks that require you to have fairly high minimum balances, and if you dip below that, they start hitting you with like $5 a month service fees until you wind up getting back to that balance. And, you know, maybe you lost your job last week. Maybe you got a pay cut. Maybe you stopped being able to work overtime. And then you're getting that $5 ding from you constantly.
Right.
And you're never going to get back up to that minimum balance.
Time to change your plan.
Now, robots don't have a need for banks, but they might have to pay taxes.
You know, you got to love the Europeans sometimes. You can take a good thing like increased productivity in a factory and just throw water on it until it rusts.
Wind up short-circuiting the robot.
Yeah, they didn't go as far as that. But this comes to us from Reuters, and the title of this article is European Parliament Calls for Robot Law, Rejects Robot Tax. Frankfurt. European lawmakers called on Thursday for an EU-wide legislation to regulate the rise of robots, including an ethical framework for their development and deployment and the establishment of liability for the actions of robots, including self-driving cars. But they rejected a proposal to impose a so-called robot tax on owners to fund support for or retraining of workers put out of jobs by robots. So the original concept was this: we're going to put all these regulations on robots, see? And then when we get all these fees and all these fines, then we're going to use that to train workers in jobs that are relevant, like, oh, I don't know, repairing robots or building robots or whatever it happens
to be. Okay, so fees and fines are I'm sorry, but I thought those were basically other words for tax.
Oh, yeah.
So how
but they
are
would
they
never
saying,
use something like
that. How are they saying that they rejected a robot tax when they're implementing taxes by another name?
Because they're not calling it a tax, Daryl. That's the difference government needs to make, right?
So it's kind of like here in New Hampshire where the tax that's added to the fuel, they don't call it a tax. They call it a road toll because in New Hampshire hate
not a tax then, right?
Well, I mean, I guess fees are kind of like built in, right? To
not
like,
necessarily.
It's kind of like a fee for service. So like if you...
If they say you were unable to open a business in this town unless you pay us $5,000, they call it a fee, but it's basically a tax.
Or the license to pay to serve food in my retail establishment. $200 bucks a year.
What's like the voluntary like way to do that then? Like I guess that would go out like property rights.
Laboratory
right?
is an excellent example of
if you have
voluntary sort of thing to where
like if you had a private community of people that decided voluntarily to be a collective, you couldn't just go into their private community and start building a business or something, right? And if you wanted to, you'd have to. If they wanted to charge you a fee to do so, you'd have to do that.
But you have the choice of whether you want to do it or not. When government does it, and they'll call it fees, they'll call it fines, they'll call it licensing, all
but
these different things.
The people that love the government see the government because it's written in the Declaration of Independence that governments exist with the consent of the governed. So if you don't consent to all of the taxation and theft and murder that we do here, then just go somewhere else because it's voluntary, Chris.
I feel like I'm on the verge of a thought here.
that's the problem. Is none
I'm just
of
trying
it's,
to understand.
Once you get past...
It's not actually based on consent. It's based on coercion that they call consent. And there's not a lot that I know about contracts law, but any contract signed under duress is invalid. There is no consent.
I think I always take it back a step further, and here's where things start to fall apart, is we are... part of a representative government.
Supposedly.
I'm just going to throw that out there and say, okay, we elect our representatives. We elect people in our towns, and they do all these things. So by that, that's supposed to mean that, okay, whatever insanity they come up with, because we elected them, even though we may have voted against them, then we are subject to any silliness they come up with.
Well, they draw the districts, so it's the representatives choosing their voters, not the voters choosing their representatives.
We're subject to anything that we don't resist to. That's what it comes down to.
Here. More on this, plus the Ashton Kutcher story coming up here on Free Talk Live, Hour 3, coming up next, 855 450 free.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives
Made in America.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.